Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Brand Burrow Podcast, where we dive into the good, the bad, and the ugly world of marketing, inspiring businesses to brand, engage, and connect with their target audience. The Brand Burrow is brought to you by the women-led marketing agency, Fox & Forth. Buckle up. You are in for a ride.
Welcome back to the Brand Burrow. Today we are talking about trading up. So we're talking about the impact that social media has on your Alberta-based trades business. I'm your host, Dana. I'm here with Brittany.
Hello.
Also of the Brand Burrow and Fox & Forth. We are your marketing company in Edmonton. And we have two very, very lovely guests with us today. I'm so, so thrilled to have both of these people on our podcast today because they are just a treat to work with and to just know. And I have the pleasure of introducing one of our guests today. This guest is truly electrifying. Joining us is Deb Miller from MMI Electrical, a stalwart in the field who brings not only energy, but also a very deep passion for enlightening every customer about the nuances of electrical safety. If you know anything about electricity, the safety portion of that is critical. So steering the marketing helm of MMI, Deb is dedicated, unwavering commitment to this industry. If you don't know too much about Deb, which I mean, I wouldn't assume that you would because you're meeting her now, when Deb is not, helping people understand electrical systems in their homes, she can be caught jet setting to sun-kissed destinations like Mexico. And when she loves basking in the sun in those warm rays, she also enjoys a nice cup of tea. She's committed to the community and to growth. And Deb also champions fellow small business owners by serving as a director consultant with BNI North. Get ready to charge up her insights and journey. Deb, we want to welcome you big time to the Brand Burrow today.
What an awesome introduction. Thank you, Dana, for that introduction. I'm here. And yes, electrical safety is definitely my passion because I'm terrified of electricity. So
it is terrifying. It's very scary.
and she does call it a spot of tea, right, Deb?
Spot of tea, right.
Today I have the, I guess, honor of introducing my next guest who's warming hearts as effectively as he warms homes. Meet Daniel Bowie, the proud owner of Ignite Heating and Air Conditioning. Committed to ensuring your experience and the ultimate comfort in your home, Daniel's passion for customer satisfaction is truly unparalleled. But don't let his professional demeanor fool you. When he's not optimizing HVAC systems, he's spicing up his palate as a hot sauce enthusiast. And if you ever find yourself in a debate about the best donuts, you've reached out to Donut Dan, a nickname he's earned due to his profound love for those delicious circles of joy. Let's dive into the story behind you two. And Dan, welcome to the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm excited to talk to you and not have a mouth full of fire.
Yeah, I guess.
Last podcast we were on, it was hot.
Yeah. Spicy in more ways than one. All right. So one thing we like to do on the Brand Burrow is we like to kind of break the ice a little with a fun little icebreaker question. So today I want to know if you could eliminate one thing from your daily routine, what would it be and why?
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if you wanted to know personal or work, so I'll give you both.
Sure.
I hate ironing. I will not iron. Dave does his own ironing. I will occasionally steam, but ironing, I would pay anybody to do my ironing. And at work, the day-to-day data entry on bookkeeping. I love the accounting numbers so I can plan and budget, but that day-to-day stuff is just, no thank you.
I love that. I love that. How about you, Dan? What's one thing that you could eliminate from your daily routine, personal or work-related?
Personally, shaving. I hate shaving. I think I need to talk to Maggie from Skin Effects, but there's something about my skin and my whiskers that especially down, you can see I shaved today, and it's just irritated down here, and I cannot find a way to get rid of it. So if I didn't have to shave, I would gladly do that. But business wise, I know email is an essential part of business, and it's a valuable tool, and I use it a lot, but it's overwhelming just dealing with emails. And it's like, I never would have thought this many emails I'd have to deal with, but like I said, it's valuable and whatever, but if I could cut down on some of them, I'd be very happy.
I could totally see that for sure. And I think, like, ladies, I'm sure we can relate to the not wanting to shave aspect. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness. I think for myself, if I could eliminate one thing from my daily routine, I'll go personal life. I hate doing the dishes. I hate doing the dishes. It's the worst thing ever. I'll happily do laundry all day, but I hate doing the dishes. There's something about, like, cleaning up a plate of someone else's food that just, like, heebies my jeebies. And I just can't do it.
You know what? You can do my laundry and I'll do your dishes.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk about that later, because I will subscribe.
Yeah. I would have to say mine is probably laundry. I do not enjoy it. And as, like, on the business front, probably just invoicing. I'm like, oh, can't this just, like, automatically happen or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Can't I just, like, look it and then be done?
Awesome. All right. Well, let's jump right into it. Deb, I'm going to put you into the hot seat.
Okay.
Where did it all begin for you with MMI and whatnot? What inspired you to get into business on your own and in the electrical field?
Well, I have a long history of entrepreneurship, from high-tech product marketing to non-for-profits, working with small businesses on their kind of corporate branding stuff. But my husband's been an electrician for over 18 years. And as you know, we're not spring chickens anymore and kind of looking, well, what does our future look like? And because of my past experience with growing some of the high-tech companies, I know about systems, I know certain things, and an opportunity came up to align ourselves with a company that assists trades companies to grow. Because what a lot of trades don't understand is how you're going to retire if everything's in their head, right? If you're an owner of a business and you can't walk away from your company for a couple of months, then you don't have a business that you can have someone else take over, or you could sell, or anything. So, the opportunity, we made a decision about 4 years ago for me to come on board, really grow the service and repair, focus on educating the customer on their system, you know, their electrical systems, but also putting the systems in our business so we can travel more, that we can grow from within, to have, you know, some of our younger guys that, you know, want to maybe take over when we want to retire and stuff. So it's just looking at those big picture. You know, Dave's a hard worker and he's in there every day, but I'm the big picture thinker, and I'm always, you know, looking down the road. So that's kind of my thought, look at this opportunity so we can retire together.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And how about you, Dan? Where did it all begin for you with, you know, getting into the HVAC trade and starting Ignite and whatnot? Can you give us a little bit of a background story of how that all came to fruition?
Yeah, for sure. It's all, everything just was more of an opportunity. So when I was in high school, like, I wasn't there for school. I was there for social life. So, you know, I just did what I needed to get out of there. And I remember taking that COM course and you write that test and it's like, here's all the things you might be good at. And I remember reading that and there's like no interest in anything.
Yep.
And then I think I even read through like the whole, like every job on there. And I'm just like, nothing really sounds interesting to me. So the summer I graduated, went on a 2-week road trip, came back. There was an opportunity to take a summer job at a HVAC company in Sherwood Park. And so I took it. I worked for that summer and they asked me to start an apprenticeship with them. And I said, yep, I got nothing else to do. And it came with a $3 an hour raise. So I was all in. And just kind of the more I was in the trade, the more I grew to like it. At some point, I just realized, like, this is job security, working on heating equipment in Northern Alberta. Like, I'm always going to have a job no matter what. And then I realized too, like, having those skills and just being able to help friends and family, like, fix my own furnace, things like that, is so valuable. So that's how I got in the trade. And then for the business, again, it was just an opportunity that came up, and I was in between jobs. I was on short-term disability. A friend of mine had a realtor that was building a house, and he needed somebody to do the HVAC. So I said, sure, I'm allowed to work now. So I went and did that job, and went and did, when I was there, I met the builder doing the next three houses on the street. And so I bid on those and I got those jobs. And then it just kind of started rolling from there.
Awesome. Like a kind of a, like, I want to say Cinderella story, like it all kind of just came together, right?
Yeah. I just kept walking and, you know, learning and, you know, like, Heather's been such a essential part of building to where we are now, even though she's not involved in the business anymore, but like, it just taking advice from people and I don't want to say faking till you make it, but something like that. Just keep walking and keep pushing and just see where it goes. So
having faith.
Yeah. Lots.
I love that. That's so awesome. All right, Dan, I'm going to put you specifically in the hot seat once more. So there are tons of heating and cooling businesses in the greater Edmonton area. And the competition for business, whether it's residential or commercial, in this sector seems very cutthroat and fierce. Mm-hmm. So as an HVAC business in Alberta, what does it mean to you to have a brand that stands out from the crowd?
It means a lot. Like it, like you said, it's very competitive. Obviously everyone's always looking for the best deal, but it's not always just about the best deal. They're looking for somebody that they can trust. And so, like, I never look down or get angry when, you know, a one-man show gets a job over me, because I was that person at one point in time. But now, just again, through kind of keep pushing through, we have this brand now that we're known for, where it's quality work. Service-wise, like, we have other companies that call us and you know, ask for advice on things like that. And it's not just me, it's the people on my team as well. And then so when you start growing like that, when you're like looking to recruit and hiring, people have heard you before. And we've even had a guy join our team that had used us for a service call while he was up in Fort McMurray. And so when he was moving back and looking for a job, we're the only place that he applied to, because he knew what we were about. So, you know, it feels good when people come to you and wanting to be on your team because they've heard of this, you know, high quality team, focused business that we have now.
That's so awesome. And like, what a coincidence, hey, you know, having done an installation or done some work for somebody, and then, you know, a few years go by or a few months go by, and now that person's working for you. Like, that's really interesting. And it just goes to show that your brand and your services obviously really resonated with this person enough to keep you at the top of their mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just thought of this story now. I had one, so long story short, I met a guy at church and he was talking to me, and he knew that I owned Ignite. And so he mentioned to me that I had been there years ago on a service call, and it was at his daughter's house, and her husband was, or fiance at the time, like, came down, and he was just asking me questions and things like that. And then after I left, he ended up going to find a job in the trade. Again, he just wasn't working in the area, but like, just that little interaction, that little bit of information, like, inspired him to get into the trade. And like, that, I was totally blown away by that.
Yeah, that's got to feel like rewarding too, hey? Kind of like being the guiding light for somebody to, you know, figure out what they want to do with their lives in terms of a career, right?
Yeah, it's humbling. Like, I can't believe it, really. But yeah, it's humbling.
That's awesome. That's so great. All right. Moving on here. Brittany, do you want to sauce this next one to our awesome guests?
Yes. Okay. So you both have a great social media presence. You both invest in your business and invest in marketing. What do you think the most important aspect of having a solid brand as well as an active social media presence as an Alberta business owner in the trade sector? How important is that and why? Let's go to Deb for this one.
Ladies first.
Yeah.
Well, in the electrical industry, there are thousands of electricians. There is Kijiji, we call them Kijiji electricians. Not many people understand that, you know, just because someone's a journeyman doesn't mean they actually know residential code. They understand residential code because once you're a journeyman, you're always a journeyman. And that's what we always talk about, master electricians, especially on the residential side, because they have to be current with the code. So I think how this sets you apart is, number one, it makes you look professional, right? So respectable. And if you're looking professional and you have that solid brand out there, it creates a confidence in people that are reaching out to you. And then it also helps establish that trust. And you have to have more elements than just a good looking brand, but it is that first step. It's like going to an interview or anything. It's those first couple of seconds of how you look. Do you look professional, or are you just some chuck in a truck that's, you know, in a minivan and, you know, got a few tools in there? So for us, it's, you know, brand and that solid continuity of your brand looking the same and professional is very important to that first impression of who we are.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I have many conversations where, or even, for example, on Facebook, there's like these groups, right? And someone will just go on there and be like, I'm looking for an electrician or an HVAC person. And you'll see the comments underneath, and some will be businesses, but then some will be like, contact Jim.
Yeah.
And they'll tag like a personal Facebook page. But I feel like now more than ever, people want to, when they check out your business online, they want to be immersed in it, right? They want to learn who you are, what you do, what you look like, what, you know, services, they want to be immersed. They're not looking for the 5-star review anymore. They're like, who am I going to be? Yeah.
They look deeper now. It is. I mean, it's part of what gets them to your door, but they want to open those doors and see that you're more than just, you know, 500 5-star reviews, that, you know, it's because there's so many people doing Google reviews. It's who are you? Right. And that's where the social media part, I think, comes into that, because it starts to give you personality.
Yeah, for sure. And I just think it's funny how like people will tag, you know, Jim, and then like, hopefully these people aren't just calling Jim and they're doing their research, because that is crazy to me.
I can't help but think that, like, because I've seen this as well, Brittany, just surfing Facebook for whatever. And people will suggest like, oh, hey, you know, I've got a plumbing issue. Can somebody suggest somebody to come and help like fix this for me?
Yeah.
And again, yeah, there's people saying like, oh, hey, yeah, can we like, you can just call like Bob there and he'll come and fix it. I really hope that this Bob character knows what they're doing, because I would be so cross if somebody came into my house.
Yeah.
And like flooded my house or whatever. Like, it's just kind of asking for catastrophe at that point.
Right. 100%. Exactly. Dan, you want to chime in now?
Well, I mean, like, what else can I say? Just Deb kind of covered it all there. It was a great answer, Deb. So, but I think something you said at the end there was what I was thinking, that personality side, that, you know, it's not just like this business that's coming in to try and make money off a service call or an install or whatever, but there's like this group of people that that through social media, you're seeing pictures of like team events or installs and things like that. And it just kind of changes that kind of way people look at you and the company, that it's more about a personal relationship that, you know, if we call Ignite, they're going to be there. And I'm going to keep calling them again because they keep showing up. And then Brittany, the last time that we talked, we was talking about like these, again, one man shows. And again, I got nothing against them, but it, at some point it just eventually passed that where it's like, I don't need to advertise that I'm insured and bonded anymore. Right. That's not a concern. It is a concern when you are hiring someone, because there is so many things that could go wrong. Like, we're working with natural gas or electricity and water, like that can cause some major damage. So social media, I think, has just helped us kind of build that personality into the brand. And it just kind of takes you to the next level.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, once you start developing that, there's an instant level of trust when someone sees your business, right? Like, oh, you know, they're more than just a name on Facebook. Like, they actually are out there doing stuff and they give advice and, you know, so things like that. So I think that's important too.
Yeah. Or they're an actual expert in their field, right? Not just someone's handyman friend that's good at doing things, the DIYers, right?
Yeah, because how many horror stories have we heard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. My friend's friend hooked up that light and now my house caught fire.
Yeah, or now none of my lights work.
For sure.
All right. Okay, Deb, are you ready for the hot seat this time?
Sure.
Okay, so the Greater Edmonton area has grown quite a bit over the last 30 years or so. It's also maintained its grandfather neighborhoods for that long, and then some. Many of these older homes have electrical elements in them that may be considered obsolete according to today's electrical codes. So as an electrical service provider, how important is it for MMI Electrical to be able to deliver a clear message about electrical education and safety with your social media presence?
Oh, it's my main focus, right? And of course, in your social media, you need to be a blend, right? As we do. But so many people really aren't aware of what safety and electrical means. Right? They don't always think about, okay, let's say we have poly B piping and we're at risk of having a flood in our home. Yes, you'll lose possessions. But if you've got issues with electrical, you're talking about a fire, right? So it's, you know, people don't know that their smoke detectors expire every 10 years, or how, you know, is my panel safe, right? You know, this light always flickers, or, you know, this light switch always buzzes. It's really annoying, but they don't realize that that could be a potential fire, right? And especially with these older homes, you know, and if they haven't got a good new furnace in there and they're having to add all these extra heaters, which tend to overload and cause, I mean, we've got dozens of examples of plugs and switches melting that were starting to smoke. So yeah, that's the challenge, is we want you to be safe. So what we'd like to do is educate so they can also plan. You know, we don't want to be terrifying people, but if you don't know what you don't know, how do you plan and know what you need to do to build that plan to make sure that your home is electrically safe?
Of course. And I think, like, especially with something of this nature, like, I think a lot of people think they know what they're doing, but they don't. So again, it's another one of these. Yeah, it's another one of these. Totally. And I think it's another one of these situations where it's like, you know, this guy saw somebody else do it, so he thinks he could do it. And I mean, until I started writing your social media content and stuff, I had no idea that smoke detectors expire.
Yeah.
I'll be the first person to admit that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So
surge protection, right? It's such a preventative measure to prevent all your electronics, right? And people like myself honestly thought it was, oh, it's, well, I'm, chances of me getting my home hit by lightning, I don't need surge protection. But I had no concept that it was impacts everything, anything that has any kind of electrical components, from your iPhones to, I mean, I think I've told you guys this story before, so I'll share it. Sorry, Dave. you know, we had surge protection and it was sitting in our garage for 3 years. And my stove went. And the panel got fried because of surge. So I now have surge protection in my home. You know, it's like that story. He's so busy doing other stuff. It doesn't happen at home. I did get a new stove out of it. But more importantly, it's, you know, those appliances start to go, you know, just after the warranty or, you know, and it's, and there's also insurance involved. Like if it shows that it was damaged by surge and your surge protection didn't do its job, there is some insurance there. So not a very expensive thing to do, but it just protects the longevity of more than just your computers and TVs.
Well, totally. Yeah. And I think like people spend a lot of money on things like TVs and electrical things in their homes.
Yeah.
Like, why not protect them? You know, it kind of seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Deb, to make you feel better, it must be an electrician thing because in my house, we had the same thing. We had a surge and the 60-inch TV that we had just bought 4 months prior got surged and that hurt. So yeah. Now we have surge protection.
There you go. But at least those are simple stories of just losing appliances. That's not like in some of the older homes where you might have wiring issues or things that, you know, are more, you know, I don't want to make light of things. I mean, it can't be really dangerous, right? So yes, education, and that's where the social media really helps create those stories for some of the, oh, well, maybe I should check that, or oh, maybe that's why I should check out why that what switch is buzzing, or you know, my lights flicker, maybe I should get that checked out.
Because mm-hmm. Those are little things that probably happen in a lot of homes. Yeah. That people don't think that they're serious, but really we don't know what's going on behind the wall or the switch. Yeah. Or whatever, right? So
going to the doctors, right? It's, yeah, like, you know, you've got something annoying, but I shouldn't deal with it, and then, you know, well, maybe I should go get it checked out. And you know what, it could be just something simple, but there could be something a little more serious, you know. So it's always worth having a master electrician that knows residential code check these out.
Yeah, and I think sharing that information across social media sets you up as the expert too, right? Like it shows that you have the knowledge and you can offer the services to rectify issues. So, I mean, it's great all around. Dan, what about you? Do you, like, I always see on your guys' Google reviews, because like obviously we have access to that, that you guys love to share information. And if someone calls you with a simple question, you'll do your best to help them without going out for a service call or something like that. We know that we put out a lot of information for you on social media, but what do you think the value is behind that?
Well, I think it's, you know, we were talking about like personality before. But having the social media aspect is changing, in that it's not just Dan and his personality. It's not about me anymore. Because there's almost every customer that comes through at night probably doesn't deal with me directly anymore. And so, and you can see that on social media, because now the reviews, or like Google reviews, they've changed from Dan did this good job to, you know, Jordan did this good job, or whatever. And so it changes that, again, changes that view of you, that it's not just Dan and Ignite Heating anymore. It's Ignite Heating and that team.
Yeah. And that's a great point, right? Like goes back to Deb's goal of, you know, hiring people to lead her business so she can do the things that she loves. This is a great way to set yourself up for that, right? Like you are no longer Deb and MMI or Dan and Ignite. You are a whole team to be represented that way, right?
Yeah.
They always say, teach the client how you want to be seen, right? It's a great way to do that.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. All right. So in what ways has engaging with your customers through social media influenced your customer relations, their loyalty to your brand, and the development of new products and services within your businesses?
I'll go first, Deb. You've had to do it many times already. I think, like, well, one, just if we have something that we think is important or we want people to know about, well, here's a perfect avenue to start talking about that. Like we've done multiple blog posts about air quality and ultraviolet lights and MERV 11 filters. And what is that? What is a MERV? We had a blog called What is a MERV? And we answer those questions every day. But now we're getting to some of these quotes that people have been following us on social media, and they're not asking those questions anymore. And they're asking, you know, maybe higher end questions, like deeper questions that they know the basics now. So it's like, what are, you know, I know what a two-stage furnace is, you know, like it changes it. It changes that whole thought process on the way someone interacts with you, because they've already got that information because you've just shared it with them.
I also
find I guess you kind of become like a trusted source from that point, right?
Yeah. And then they read something like that, and then they'll find it or discover it again themselves and be like, oh yeah, they were right. Right. Or, oh, I should have replaced that part, because now I'm calling them now to replace the part, and it's minus 30 on New Year's Day. Right.
Yeah. And it also helps you seasonally, right? Because you get your customers thinking about things beforehand and not last minute when it's, you know, needs something done, or it's, you're just kind of dropping those thought processes in. So even though it's been at the back of it, it brings to the forefront, and they're dealing with those seasonal issues before it's, you know, too late and hard to get time booked in too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Costco in July, and you walk in and you're like, Halloween's here. What's going on? I mean, if we could take any marketing tips, we might as well take them from Costco, right?
Right. They see something, and then, and it's funny because it's not, the contact doesn't always come directly from social media. You know, I might get a question through our website, or they'll call, and we always ask, you know, how did you hear about us? And number one, they usually say Google, but we always ask the second question, did you see us anywhere else? Right. So then they'll say, oh yeah, on social media, or we saw your van, you know, because it's just that go-to is always Google, because once they've seen something, it usually drives them to your web, you know, looking you up. But it's that asking that second question of, you know, is that the only, you know, the only place you found us? So it is pulling traffic and customers to us for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Google is God, right? Like everyone just like their brain automatically shifts to Google. But we know as marketers that lots of people find you, whether it be Facebook or, you know, they see your van or whatever, and then these people Google you. And then, you know, so it's funny that, you know, everyone just automatically their brain goes to Google, which I think is like the easy answer for people, right?
Yeah.
I think too, the like social media. So yeah, we have the constant posts. But then there's like the groups, like community groups and moms groups and things like that, where a lot of the, and it's like the best advertising you can do, but you have zero control over it. But so it'll start there, and someone's looking for whatever service, and here's a name. So then they click on that, and then they start seeing your social media post, and now they need something. So now they're going to go to Google, and oh, look, the 4.8 stars and all these good reviews. And, you know, so what this person on Facebook told me is true because I'm reading it here on Google, and now I'm calling that person. So like Deb said, it's that second question that it's like, yeah, they probably saw you on Facebook or Instagram that then drove them to Google, which got them to call you.
Yeah, I just seen Deb do the funnel.
Yeah.
I'm so very proud of you for doing that. Well, we know that, you know, we spend a lot of time on social media, and I'm sure that you guys browse social media too. So what is a couple things you're seeing on social media that you can't help but watch nowadays?
Some of the cooking stuff on TikTok, the tips, or the cleaning organizational tips. So I'm just going down some rabbit holes on those.
CookTok is a real thing. I've made some great dishes from CookTok. That's for sure.
I mean, TikTok in general, And it, well, it's amazing and kind of concerning, like how quickly it picks up on things that you're interested in. I'm not a flat earther, but I get a ton of content because I just wanted to know more about what they believe, but it's just like so easy. And then it just keeps feeding you that stuff. But like TikTok, there's so much good content. And like, I'm a big fan of rap music. And so there's just so many little stories about songs and musicians that have been out that you get these little interviews. So that's what I'm looking for right now on TikTok and Instagram, those backstories to songs and things like that.
Yeah. Well, my kids are always throwing me, a couple of my kids have ADHD and they say, "Mom, it comes from you." And it's like, I'm in denial. So send me these TikTok, "Mom, this is you." "Mom, this is you."
Man, I think they're trying to tell you something, Deb. You know what? I think like earlier this week, we had a meeting with another client where we were talking about that YouTuber. I think he's from Saskatchewan, but he's like, his like tagline is like, "What? No way." Yeah. And he does these like, I don't know, tool hacks. I like have maybe used a screwdriver once in my life, but he's always on my feed and I always watch his videos. Like mm-hmm. as if someday I'm going to become a car mechanic and need that information or something. But I just find, you know, like you're right. The weirdest things show up on your feed. You watch it once and then it's like, you're down this rabbit hole. So
I like that guy does that testing for you. Yeah. Where you see like these fake things on TikTok and then that's what's always surprising. No way. And then he goes and does it. And then you're like, okay, I'll try that dude now.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure that's how he's built his following, which I totally admire for sure.
He has a store now too. So look it up and go buy some swag.
Oh, no way. That's awesome. Dana, what about you? What's on your feed?
Oh man. There's an array of a few different things. And they're like from one end of the spectrum to the other. So one of them, I'm getting married soon and well, soon-ish. So seeing like, if you like these kinds of music, these are the wedding dresses you would wear. Or like, if you were a character on this TV show, this is the, like, these are the dresses that you would wear. So I'm just like exploring all of these different styles of wedding dresses. And it's like, I don't know what it is, but I'm like magnetized to it. Like, I mean, there's stunning, stunning dresses, but like, I don't know, like something about it just like has me snared. Yeah. And yeah. And another one, which is like, I don't know, kind of odd, I suppose, but I grew up as a farm kid, so like I understand what they're doing, but farriers, which are people who trim horse hooves or like cow hooves and stuff like that, there's a guy that keeps popping up all across all my social medias of him like trimming horse hooves, and I don't know what it is, but watching this guy do it is so satisfying. And like when I had horses, I didn't stand there and just like watch this guy doing it. I'm just waiting for him to hurry up holding the horse. But like now I'm just like enamored. Like I need to watch this because I'm getting some sort of satisfaction out of this. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but I'm going to do it. So
I'm stressed out just trying to help my daughter cut her cat's nails.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you guys should have put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
I think we need to start a TikTok channel about Dana saying yes to the dress and just follow her through this adventure. Because now,
okay, yeah, I'm into it.
And you have to try these different dresses on while you're trimming horse hooves.
Okay. I mean, they will not be white after, so we'll have to add that disclaimer. But yes.
Exactly. All right. Well, we've made it to the last question I have for you both. We'll start with Deb. Can you share an instance where your marketing efforts significantly contributed to the growth and reputation of your business?
100%. Just I get my SEO rankings every week. And since we started our social media, that's been the biggest curve on where we are in our Google placements and the areas that we've targeted. We're, on that first page in some of them. So there's been a direct correlation to that 100%.
Awesome. Dan.
I was totally stunned. The first time that we sent out our email newsletter, I could not believe the response that we got. And I almost forgot that we had sent it out. And all these people were calling, I'm like, why is everyone calling about the same thing? But I just couldn't believe it. We sent out that email, there's some information, and then people started calling about it. And you definitely see that sort of uptick once we've sent out one of those emails, whether it's the Comfort Club or just the regular one, and people starting to call and ask questions about that. So I was surprised that the response on the emails that we get.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like landing directly in your client's inbox, right? Like, we all hope to just be able to do that, but we can actually do that now. So it definitely does bring the value, for sure.
Obviously, the little drink tips or cocktails we put in, I obviously have cocktail drinkers in our customer base because they respond to that they're good.
I have to admit, the last one that I put in there, I tried it and it was like, yeah. So that's going to be a staple now.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, right? Like, not always does it have to be an offer. It could be a drink tip. It could be a blog. It could be something funny, right? Like, give them something to take away. And,
since I'm the tea snob, maybe we should find out if there's anyone else that blends different teas for their tastes in the morning.
Well, ooh. Maybe we should do the recommended tea.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. Drink.
Yeah.
And then we got to do the wine. That's the other snob.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Dan, we could do hot sauces in yours.
Yeah.
Oh, how do we find what wine goes good with what hot sauce?
Ooh, okay. I volunteer. I will test these pairings.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you're speaking my language.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being on the Brand Burrow podcast. We'd love to learn about your Alberta trades business. Any last inspiring words for entrepreneurs in the trade space in Alberta? Deb?
I think I have a marketing background, and it was like I was trying to, I need to do this, and I should have been able to do it on my own, but being a business owner and you've got to take things off your plate. So outsource your social media, have it done by an expert. It really adds value, takes the time off. You still have input. You still are part of working with the team that you're working with. Fox and Forth have been absolutely amazing. And really, like, sometimes I think they know more than I do now, so Dana, but, just do it. Just, take that jump and hire a social media consultant like Fox and Forth to get your name out there and help you build your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My advice would be, creating a business and being a business owner isn't what it looks like. And so if you're out there and you're kind of thinking about doing this, like, you need help, and get the help from the start so that you save yourself a lot of stress and anxiety. And simple things like Deb just said, like social media, just take that off your plate already, right? I'm not good at it, and most likely most people aren't, and you guys are, and you do a great job at it. So get that off your plate. Like, why struggle to do it every week and then feel guilty that you didn't get it out on time or you didn't do a post and things like that. But it goes so much farther. But find ways to get help right from the start. Don't try and do it all yourself.
That's great advice. Yeah. As a fellow business owner in this room, that is awesome advice. I wish someone would have told me that sooner. Awesome. Well, thank you, Deb from MOI Electrical and Dan from Ignite Heating and Air Conditioning. We'd love to have you on the podcast. And that is a wrap for us.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Brand Burrow podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Also, you can learn more about Fox & Forth by visiting our website, www.foxandforth.com. That's FOXANDFORTH.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.